And there's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Newry, Maine, where a couple from Finland has added to their victories by taking first place in the North American Wife Carrying Championships. Taisto Maitinen and Christina Hoppinen traveled from Helsinki, Finland, where they already own the title for World Wife Carrying Champions. They entered the contest on Saturday in Maine and finished with a time of 52.58 seconds on a course that includes hurdles, sand traps, and a water hole. If you've never seen video of Wife Carrying Championships, just picture this. She has her legs wrapped around his head and her hands wrapped around his waist, and he's running through the course with her upside down like that. The water holes and mud must be especially fun for her. The winners get the women's weight in beer and five times her weight in cash. She weighs 106 pounds, so that's $530. I don't think that even pays for the round-trip plane ride from Helsinki. As for their beer winnings, five times her weight in beer, they shared that with the second and third place couples, one from Paris, one from Lewiston, Maine. Now we go to Greensboro, North Carolina, where Odessa Clay was arrested after she gave her 11-year-old daughter a small heart-shaped tattoo near her shoulder. You see, in North Carolina, it's illegal to tattoo a minor, even with parental consent. Odessa said she didn't know that was against the law. "My daughter asked me to do it," she said. "I only drew a heart outline. I didn't fill in the heart." Odessa says she believes an ex-in-law turned her in after she filed a report against her 11-year-old daughter's paternal grandfather. Next on Honey Boo Boo. Now we go to St. Petersburg, Florida, where authorities say a man flashed a fake gun and a badge, went into a McDonald's drive-thru, demanded free food, said he'd just come from a sting and didn't have his wallet. Workers there didn't believe him. The McClerk called the cops. They showed up. Initially, the guy pretending to be a cop wouldn't show his hands, but eventually did surrender. They found two fake police badges and a handgun in the center console of his car. He's charged with impersonating a police officer and several other charges. And we finish with Jamie Foxx. No, not the actor, singer, Academy Award nominee. This Jamie Foxx just graduated from Bangor University in England, where he studied music and English. But he's not using either of those skills very much in his new job as a human scarecrow. Jamie sits in a field scaring partridges away from a field of crops. Spends most of his shift sitting, reading, and playing his ukulele, but says he does occasionally have to spring into action when birds begin to circle the farm. Sometimes he scares them with an accordion, sometimes with a cowbell. More cowbell! He gets 250 pounds a week for keeping a 10-acre field bird-free. Says that responses from his friends to his new job range from amusement to envy. Says he doesn't see being a scarecrow as a long-term career. He's just saving up for a trip to New Zealand. The farmer says they tried Jamie after traditional bird-scaring measures. Didn't get the desired effect. Jamie's doing a good job, the farmer says. You can really see the difference. Yeah, and hear it, too. Accordion, cowbell, and ukulele? The birds are committing suicide! Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Remember, if you've got one to contribute, email it to paul@harrisonline.com and listen for it here on the Big 550 KTRS.